Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome to prayer service this morning at S4C. We're running a couple minutes late, so please forgive us. But we are grateful to God that we are here, and I'm thankful to God for those of you that are now here and those of you that will be arriving later, and for those of you that will catch this later on down the road. We give God praise. We magnify Lord for your goodness. If you can, let's just raise your hands. Let's pray. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are so worthy of all of our praises. You are so righteous in every way. You are the great and righteous judge. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless you. We thank you for the day that you have given us. For this is the day that you have made, and I shall rejoice in it in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Lord, that some salvation will come forth for someone, that prayers will be addressed and answered for someone, that healing and deliverance will go forth, that hearts will be lifted up, minds will be cleared, eyes will be opened, and that you will be able to minister through your presence into their lives and their atmosphere. We give you praise and we magnify you because you are the true and living God. We bless you and we thank you, Lord. Please be in this prayer service, in this hour of prayer. Please be with us that someone will be redeemed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Amen. A couple things I want to say before we get started. I want to thank Sonia. I want to give God praise for her and her family, and let you know, Sonia, that we'll be lifting you up in the name of Jesus. Also, if you go to RMBC Hebrew Club, RMBC Hebrew Club on Facebook, you will be able to get the message for Pastor Sandy this morning. I've been able to upload it on Facebook, so you can look at it, follow along, or just see your own message. Amen. And so I'm really happy. I didn't know I could do that, but we did, and thank you, Jesus. Also, I need you, as soon as you can, go to s4ctroops.com. s4ctroops.com. That's your church. That's us. And click on, it's right near the top. It's like second or third from the top. S4C Video Library. That's new. It just started yesterday or the day before. What that is that is a series of videos. I went all the way back to 2009, coming all the way up to 2020. And there are videos on there that you need to see. They're old videos. We're not using the phone, so just so you're not too surprised when you hear the audio. But the messages are awesome, they are clear, and they are relevant. If you've been wondering about different topics, about the black, Israel, Hebrew, commie lights, or whatever you call it, what I forgot the name, the black lights, that's on there. All kind of stuff, about harp, and about all kind of different, and I'm adding topics weekly, because we have, I don't know how many videos we have, 2,000 maybe, I don't know, but I'm going through them and putting the videos up, and there I'm trying to group them so you have certain type of videos, and so it's like a catalog. So please, if you've been wondering, because a lot of people, they weren't getting fed when they were going to church in the first place, and now that they're not going to church at all, some of them are just starving, and so the Lord pressed upon me to put this at your disposal. Just go to our website, www.s4ctroops.com, click on S4C Video Library, and knock yourself out. Amen? Amen. All right, now let's go, Mama.
All right. So our first prayer is Steph. She's asking for prayer for her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She gave her daughter's name, but I won't put
good,
that out there.
Good.
Daughter is battling with mental health challenges mm-hmm. all her life. She's angry and she has explosive episodes.
Wow.
She's not saved, yet she blames God for the trauma, for her past trauma, and her heart is hardened and filled with resentment toward God.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, can we have the kids sit down here and be kind of keep them quiet? They're all together so they're happy as they can be.
In the back of the room.
In the back of the room, that's fine. Just so long as we can see them. Okay. First of all, that spirit of anger towards God, towards someone you don't know, is a spirit. Because if you actually knew God, you would not be angry with God. Amen. Amen. You don't know what I've been through. I don't have to know what you've been through. I know God. If you actually know God and you reverence and honor him, no matter what you've gone through in your life, you know better than to try to get angry with God. Amen? Yeah. And so for a non-believer to be angry with God, I don't blame that non-believer. I blame the spirit that has attached itself to that non-believer, and I blame wherever they picked that spirit up from. Amen? Whether they picked it up from other family members or, you know, other people, churches, job, wherever they got that from. I blame the atmosphere that they picked it up. Now, Pastor Nicole, go ahead and read some more.
Okay, so she's 13 years old.
Uh-huh, and she's 13?
She's 13 years old.
She's 13.
Some past traumas. She has some mental health challenges, probably due to the past traumas.
Right, Greg, somebody's at the door.
Because she's angry and she has explosive episodes.
Okay, so the past traumas may have triggered something or brought something on. And if she's not sick, 13, she's just a baby.
Yes.
She's just a baby. Right. Oh, my God. She's just a baby. I don't blame her. Our children, first of all these things that they have access to on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and what's some of the other ones? Tickety Tock and who else?
I know she sounds so old.
What? and who else? And all that other stuff. They have access to stuff I didn't know about till I was married. They have access to all kind of demons and all kind of this. And we don't know what these children are going through. And it is important that the parents or the guardians or the elder children or somebody that cares for these children to monitor what they're doing. Or just let them watch it. No! You can't just let them watch what they want. My parents, all we had was a TV. And when I was growing up, we couldn't watch whatever we wanted to watch. Amen. What? Nothing's changed in that area. You have to monitor what your kids are doing. You need to know where they are and who they're with. Because you don't know, she's 13. And I'm not blaming the mom or the parent or whoever's sending this in. What I'm saying is that baby's 13. Those are the children that the enemy is going after. Those children that their mind hasn't developed. They haven't experienced enough about life and God to know how to fight these things off. There's so much that they don't know because they're only 13. Our babies are under attack. They try to dumb them down in schools. They're not trying to build up people in the public schools. Their purpose is not to make our kids stronger. That's not what they're doing. The enemy has attacked these schools. That's what's going on. The enemy has attacked the schools, and he's doing his best to make sure that the children. What's going on? Amen.
Is the guy up there to come in? They're trying to monitor our social distance.
Who is it? Okay, all right. Amen. I rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. God himself is worthy of all of our praises. I rebuke whatever Satan is trying to do in this house or any other house. I rebuke whatever Satan is trying to send in this atmosphere. Only the presence of God is allowed in here, and we rebuke and reject anything that goes against the power and the presence of the Most High God. For God himself is worthy of all of our praises, and I lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. For God is worthy of all praises. Anything that does not want to magnify the Lord, anything that does not respect and honor the presence of God, I rebuke it and reject it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, come on and finish now. Finish.
She has explosive episodes.
Explosive episodes.
And her heart is hardened and filled with resentment towards God.
Amen. I want to minister to that child and any children that are like that child. Anybody that's dealing with what that child is dealing with, I want to minister to them. I want you to know, whoever you are, if you don't have a relationship with God, that's step number one. Because if you don't have a relationship with God, you are free game to the enemy. You have no covering, no spiritual covering. If you're not If you're not in relationship with God, you don't actually have any spiritual covering, and you need that, especially in the world that we're living with today. You need to be covered by the power and the presence of God. And if you reject God, how will you ever know how good and how wonderful God is if you are rejecting the power of God? Now, I understand that there are a lot of churches and a lot of places that are not teaching you this. They don't teach you relationship, they teach you religion. But in this place, we teach relationship with God, because that's what's important. Religion is not going to get you into the kingdom. Relationship with God is what will get you into the kingdom. And it's a shame that either parents either won't teach it or they don't know to teach it, because they themselves have not been taught. They go to church, people go to church, and all they taught is, you know, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. If I, you know, if I give an offering, I'll get a blessing. You know, if I give to the pastor, I'll get this. If I give something, I'll get something. They treat God like a retail store. You give and you get. That's not a relationship. A relationship, you are honoring each other, you're respecting each other. When you are in a relationship with God, you reverence God, you honor God, you magnify God, and you want your life to be whatever God has spoken over your life. And so we want to pray for these children that are being attacked by the enemy on every hand. We rebuke the anger. We rebuke the challenges that that child is going through. We rebuke everything that the enemy is trying to place on that child. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. We're praying that your power and your presence will go out to the parents that are dealing with these attacks on their children. We're praying, Lord, we're sending out the power. We're sending out a request to you, Lord, that you would protect the children that are being bombarded by these enemies. We pray, Father, that you would protect the people that are being attacked by that frame of mind. Father, let your perfect will be done. Father, you said it is you that have made us and not we ourselves. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. And we are thankful unto you and we bless your name, for you are good and your mercy is everlasting and your truth endure to all generations. We pray for all the children that are dealing with what this child is dealing with. That spirit of anger, we reject that and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Father, give that child and other children like her or like them peace and comfort in their hearts and in their minds. Open up their understanding so that they will know that you truly are God. The door, baby, check the door for me. Mm-hmm. So that they will know that you truly are God. We give you praise and we magnify you. Send them to the back if they're trying to get in. We praise you and we magnify you in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Next is Evelyn. She's praying for her sister.
Uh-huh.
Well, she's praying, yeah, her sister and her niece. Mm-hmm. Her sister's, the niece's father is, he has some kind of satanic tattoo on his arm.
Uh-huh.
His dog is named Satan.
Oh.
And he's making the lives of the mother and daughter miserable.
Oh, my goodness.
The sister is now living for Christ, but she's dealing with a lot of spiritual warfare over her daughter, with fighting for custody and all that. They're really asking that he be removed from their lives.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. I get that. I get that. Okay, read that to me again. Nice and slow this time.
Okay. So Evelyn is asking for prayer for her sister and her niece.
Okay.
Because the father, the daughter's father, is dealing with different satanic things.
Okay. Evelyn is asking for prayer for her daughter, for her sister and her niece.
Yes.
Because of what they're dealing with.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand Evelyn's problem and the situation that surrounds her family. You understand what's actually going on, Jesus. You understand what's actually going on. You get it. You know what they're dealing with. You know the fight and you know the struggle. You and you alone, Father, are able to fix that problem. You alone, Father, are able to fix that situation, to straighten out that environment. That child's eternity and life is at stake. What's the young lady that, Evelyn?
Evelyn.
Her peace, her atmosphere is at stake. Lord, we're praying that your perfect will be done. If it's necessary to eject the problem that's causing all of this, remove it in the name of Jesus. If it's necessary to silence the problem, let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. If you are able to draw that person or those people so that they will no longer be a problem, let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. But whatever is necessary to fix that problem, to clear up that environment, to protect your children, whatever is necessary, let it be in the name of Jesus, that your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want to say, not addressed to this young lady, but in general, the Bible said, be careful, for your sins will find you out. I'm not pointing this at Evelyn. This is what came to me while I was praying for possibly someone else. We think, you know, if I just go over here once, or I do this once, or I do that, you know, it's just a one-night thing and nobody will know. The spirit realm knows. Everyone in the spirit realm knows what just happened. All right? So when you do things, there are consequences to the things that you do. They may not appear right away. And sometimes you think maybe you've even gotten away with it. But somewhere along the line, it may show up. And it's not going to look like it did when you started. Seeds don't stay small. Seeds grow. Some seeds grow into trees. Right? Some seeds grow into big, giant. You have to be careful how you live your life. Because sometimes, I've been to say the majority of the time, it's not what you do does not just affect you. It affects the people that are in your atmosphere. It may affect the people that are yet to come. It may affect the people that are watching you, that you are unaware, that are watching you. Everything you do in this life affects somebody some way. Everything. And what you do in secret, God is, it's high noon from God's perspective. He sees it all. So there is nothing that God does not see. And we have to be careful, because sometimes we put ourselves in position where the enemy can attack us. Amen. And then even though we accept Christ, it may not stop what's happening. Amen. You deepen sin. You do what you do. Baby comes forth. You give your life to Christ. That's awesome. You gave your life to Christ. Praise the Lord. But the baby's still coming. Right? Yeah. You done something. You got the heebie-jeebies. You give yourself to Christ. Unless he delivers you, you got to deal with the heebie-jeebies now. Even though you have given your life to Christ, you're saved now. But the consequences to your actions, everything has a price. And somebody's got to pay. Amen. All right. I pray for that baby. I pray for them, right? Wait a minute. No. Okay.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Dorinda.
Dorinda.
She says she needs a dog.
Amen.
She's asking for you to pray for her.
Dorinda, I get it. I get it. I get it. For Dorinda and for every person that's looking for a job, for support, for having financial difficulties or struggles, we're going to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand what Dorinda and other people, so many people are in that same situation, that they've lost their jobs due to this pandemic. They've lost their job. They lost their source of income. Some of them have to move back home, move away. Some of them don't even have a home. Father, there are so many things that have happened because of the things that the enemy has done and all the people that the enemy has sent out to try to interrupt what you're doing. All the people that the enemy has sent out to try to see what your people are doing so that they can interrupt even online. But Father, you are able in the name of Jesus. You are able to defend us and to fight our battles and to provide for us those things which we need. They need jobs. You told us to ask and it shall be given. You said seek and ye shall find. You said knock and the door shall be opened. We're looking. We're looking for your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Your people which are called by your name, the people that you have anointed, the people that you have put your spirit in, they're looking, Father. I think it was Paul that says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Father, bless those that are your own. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Girl, you read my mind. This is from, what's the name? Her name? Warhorse. No.
Warhammer. Please pray for
Ty,
my sister-in-law. She is having a spiritual and physical meltdown.
And Warhammer, thank you for telling us about Ty. Father God, there are a lot of people that are dealing with a lot of stuff during all of this that's going on. 2020 has been a crazy, I mean, I've seen other crazy years, but this has been the craziest. This has been the weirdest I've ever seen. Have I seen you before? Well, God bless you. Maybe it's your spirit that's permeating over here, because I can see the spirit of God in you. Amen. There's so many things that are going on in this atmosphere, in this world. It's crazy. And she's having a spiritual meltdown. Some people are wondering, why hasn't God delivered me? Why hasn't God did this? Why hasn't God did that? Why? I don't have any answers for you as to why. I don't know the mind of God. I don't know what his complete will is for every person's life. I don't know, but what I do know is this, that if you are a child of the living God, God will be there for you. But you have to praise him and trust him. Because no matter what your situation is, he's God. And remember this, whatever you're dealing with, it is not eternal.
Amen.
Whatever you're dealing with, it will not last forever. Nothing on this earth will last forever. Whatever struggle you're fighting against right now, it will not last forever. It can't. For one, you're not going to last down here forever. Right? And so if you gone, that problem's gone for you. Nothing is going to last forever. And it is not God's will that you suffer your whole life. That is not God's will that you suffer your whole life. And if you're dealing with spiritual warfare in your mind, then we need to ask God to free your mind. Because it sounds like to me that your mind is in bondage. And the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. That's true. But then there is another scripture that says, what is it, Lord? I just had it. I will keep their minds in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. God can't lie. No matter what you're dealing with, if you are focusing on God and not the problem. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some things that you got to look at because they're in your face and you've got to look at it. But your energies, your resources are spent on God. In other words, if I'm dealing with something that's changing my life and my atmosphere, the more I'm dealing with, the deeper I have to go into Christ. The more I'm dealing with, the more I have to bury myself into his presence. I have to, me and Abigail were talking about this morning. Now, people say, well, I prayed to God. He ain't done nothing yet. Well, how long you been praying? Oh, I prayed 5 minutes ago. Well, hello.
Or last year.
Oh, I prayed last year, nothing happened. I mean, how long you been praying? Oh, I only prayed once, but that ought to do it, right? When you're looking for a mate, do you, well, I ain't gonna say that because y'all won't get that. Pastor Drea, hallelujah. When you're looking for a job, do you stop the first denial? Do you stop when you go to looking for a car deal? Do you just stop at the first one that tells you no? If you need a car, what you gonna do? I'm not stopping until I get a car. I'm not stopping until I get a job. I'm not stopping until I get that house. I'm not stopping until I get him or her. I'm not stopping until. But when it comes to God, I asked him once 2 years ago. He ain't done nothing yet. I knew he wouldn't who he said he was. No, you ain't nothing. He's everything. You stupid. God knows what God knows. It's not his fault you don't have enough in you. First of all, if you were honestly sincere about seeking God and his will for your life, you would not stop at one prayer. Amen. That's right.
But the key is, are you seeking his will or are you just seeking the answer?
Thank you. First of all, God is not a genie. Okay? So you don't get to rub God, you know, kind of butter him up to get something. God is in this for a relationship. God has nothing to do with religion. God, religion is not of God. Religion is of Satan. God is relationship. So now, are you after stuff or are you after God? That's the key. Because if you're just after stuff, he may never answer you. But if you're after God, he wants you to want him. And he's going to fix it where you can receive him if that's what you want. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. I desire to be closer to God. You think he's not going to do that? He died on the cross so you could be closer to him. He died on the cross so that you would have a relationship with him. He died in his blood so that you will know that he is God. God wants you to have a relationship with him, but God is not a piggy bank. He's not a genie. If all you want from God is stuff, he may never answer you. But if you, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. When you seek God first, everything you need, he will provide. Everything you need, he will provide. But you need to seek God first. So if you're being overwhelmed by the world and you're not seeking God, you might have a problem. But if you're seeking God and you're seeking God's faith, in spite of what the world is saying and doing, you will be delivered. Yes. In the name of Jesus. I guarantee it. You will be delivered because God cannot lie. God will fix it for you. You will be delivered if you continually seek God's faith. Lord, I don't know how to deal with this situation, but I know you do. I don't know which way to go, but I know you are able. God will make a door. He said, I heard you before you called, and I answered while you were yet speaking. God will answer. Well, I've been praying. First of all, do you have a relationship with God? Because he says, no, now you know that God hears not sinners. It's like a reminder. He says, you know, now you know God's not listening to sinners. The only thing he wants to hear from a sinner is a repentance.
Right, yeah.
Once he get that repentance, now we got something going. But if you are in your sin and that's where you plan on being, the scripture says, now we know that God does not hear sinners. So you got gays and homosexuals and winos and crackheads talking about their praying, God's not listening. The only prayer he want to hear from you is, I repent in the name of Jesus. Fill me and say, now once you get that out the way, now God will hear you. Because now you have started a relationship with him. Amen? So now, if you're dealing with stuff and you have no relationship with God, the first way out is to get a relationship with God. Not so you can get stuff, but because you know you need God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, all the people that are dealing with the things that they're dealing with and they don't understand what's happening, Lord, help them to understand they need you. Because without you, they will fail. Without you, there is no redemption. Without you, there is no power. Without you, there is no victory. Help those that don't understand. And those that are seeking your faith, they may not have to ask you because your presence will enter into. The Bible says when you praise God, When you praise God, he inhabits your praises. So if you have a relationship with God and then you are praising God in spite of what you're going through, and the Bible says he will inhabit your praises, what does inhabit mean? He will enter into your praises. Because when you're praising God, you're not concerned about the light bill. You're not concerned about the neighbors. You're not concerned about people that are spying you out. You're not concerned about anything. You're only concerned about what I'm doing right now. I am praying. So God's got all of your attention. Everything about you is focused on God. So when you get in that position, God zips into that praise. And while you're lifting him up, he's working things out. He's sending angels over here, and he's sending his presence over here, and deliverance over there, and slaying the enemy back here. And he's working it out while you're praising him. He's entering into your praise, and he's doing things on your behalf.
Yes.
That's how, see, people have been lying for years. God, you can praise God. God needs your praise. God does not need your praise. Praise was created for your sake. Praise was not created because God needs a pat on the back. He is sovereign. He was God before you were you. God does not need your praise. He created praise to help you. Actually, praise was created in heaven first for the angels that did not have permission to enter into the presence of God. And so if they were praising God, that would allow them to experience the power and the presence of God, because they were not created to be in the presence of God. And so that's how they were able to feel the presence of God, be through praise. And God sent that same gift to us to be able to enter into the presence of God through our praises. Because he does not enter into your studies. He does not enter into your singing. He enters into your praise. Amen. Amen.
There was no name given, but they have a friend who's been hanging out with non-believers.
Uh-huh.
And the friend appears to be under attack right now.
Mm.
So she's wondering if she's opened doors to oppression by hanging out with these people.
Absolutely. That is absolute possibility. Absolutely. The enemy is looking. He globs on to anybody that's in that atmosphere if he can, because he's looking for more people to infect. He's like a disease. Well, he is a disease. He's a disease looking for somebody to infect. That's what sin is. That's what the enemy is. He's a disease looking for somebody. He's looking for a mind to enter into. He's looking for somebody to hop on, so that even if you don't accept it, but if you take him home, maybe he'll find somebody in your house. That's how people, their children or their spouses, or they go out somewhere, they pick up these different spirits, or they invite people over to their house and they're dropping off spirits, and then they wonder, what's going on? Why are my children climbing the walls? Why is the dog barking at me? What's going on? Because you done went out somewhere, or you let somebody in, and that spirit is looking for somebody that will carry it. Do y'all understand? You have to be careful where you go. You have to be careful who you let in your atmosphere, in your house, in your presence. You have to be careful, especially around your children, because children, they're young. They don't know how to fight. They don't know how to fight spiritual warfare. They don't know what that is. And sadly, some of the adults don't know what that is. They don't know what spiritual warfare is. The Bible says we war not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places. This is not a flesh and blood fight. This is a spiritual battle. And it is over your eternity. And so if you don't know that you're in a spiritual battle and you are attacked, you won't know why. You won't know what's going on. And you're hanging out with people that hate God. And you're in that atmosphere, and whatever's in that atmosphere is going to try to hop on to you. I absolutely, positively believe that person may have picked up something while they were out. And if they're not strong on their own in Christ, if they're already weak in Christ, listen, y'all don't understand, them shutting these churches and stuff down, that's a spiritual thing, because they want to dumb down and weaken the church so that they can attack without you being able to fight back. Why would he say you could go to church, but there's no singing, there's no praising? Why would he say that? He's not concerned about you spewing out germs. He understands about spiritual warfare. Demons understand about spiritual warfare. And if you are praising God and lifting up the name of Jesus, the Bible says one can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to a flight. You get together and y'all magnifying and lifting up the name of Jesus. That's an attack on them. So if they can shut you up, the Bible says, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together. Keep you separated, because the enemy loves to divide and conquer. Amen. The enemy loves to divide. So if he can separate the church people, then he can attack one at a time. You don't have the church to support you because you haven't been there in 6 months. And how long does it take for something to be a habit? 90 days?
21.
21 days. So you haven't been to church in 21 days, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, and now you just feel, well, I don't really need the church now. And so now you are a sheep separated from the flock. And now you are, and it's just like shooting fish in a barrel. Amen. Please tell Ryan what you told me. He already knows? Okay. And so now you're like fish in a barrel. And so the enemy wants to keep the church separate from each other, because the power that you have together will destroy anything that the enemy is trying to do. It's a spiritual battle. Watch where you go. Watch who you hang out with. Watch where your children are. Watch where who you allow to come into your atmosphere, because you have to stay strong, especially in these times. You have to stay strong because you have to make sure that you are able to fight the enemy when he enters or when he comes in contact with you. Amen. Did I pray for whoever I was supposed to be praying for?
No.
Okay, tell me again.
They didn't give a name.
They didn't give a name. So Father, we're praying for that friend, and thank you. And you didn't give a name, no problem. You are an awesome friend for praying and asking for prayer for your friend. You are an awesome friend, and those are the kind of friends people need. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for that friend that has come under attack by the enemy, and anyone else that's in the same type of situation. We are praying, Lord, we're praying in the name of Jesus. We're praying that they will come to themselves and allow you to fill them back up, that you would strengthen them so that they will be able to stand up and fight the enemy. God, that you will do something to motivate that person to reach back out to you and to firm up their relationship, Father, so that they will understand that they are under attack and they need to fight. Because unless you are fighting, you are not going to win. The battle is not the race to the swift, neither to the strong, but to the one that sticks with it, to the one that endures to the end. You don't have to pray like me. You don't have to preach like Pastor Sandy. You just have to stay in the race. You are not competing with any other person. You are just staying in the race. You have to stay in the race. Otherwise, you cannot win. You cannot win if you do not stay in the race. Amen. How many more we got?
This is the last one, and it's a praise report.
All right. What time is it, Abigail? 10 minutes, amen.
This is from Alberto. Last week we prayed for the two pastors, Pastor Silva.
I remember, the heart attack and the, yeah.
Yes, Pastor Silva, he's still in the hospital, but he's recovering with no
complications. Yes!
No side effects.
Praise God.
And they just want us to continue.
Oh, come here. Take that mask off so people can hear you. Other people don't like it, they can get out.
So Pastor Silva, he's still in the hospital, but he's recovering with no major complications, no side effects.
Uh-huh.
His legs, they asked him that we pray that his legs are strengthened so he can walk and come
home. Yes, yes.
Pastor Aguilar, he's home from the hospital.
Uh-huh.
He's the one who had the heart attack.
Yes.
He's at home right now.
Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. God is truly worthy. I'm telling you, thank you for the praise report so that we can share with others your prayer requests. Are very important to this house. It is part of our ministry. It is part of what God has given us to pray for those that are in need of prayer. We don't send out offering envelopes. You know, we're not $5 line, $10 line, none of that mess. We're praying for you because we're praying for you because you're family. Because that is what God has charged us to do. And while we have a chance, that's what we want to do. We want to pray for anybody. It doesn't matter whether you're a member of this house or not. You could be a member of anybody's church or nobody's church at all. We just want to pray that you will receive the power and the presence of God, and that the Lord, that you will allow God to enter into your atmosphere and release you from the things that the enemy has attacked you with. Amen. We want to pray. We want to pray. We want to pray for every person. Amen. That's just about it, right?
Can we pray for Amber?
Yes. We want to pray for one of our soldiers, one of our soldiers, Amber. Amen. And her family, and Mike. Amen. Amen. We want to pray because she has been under attack. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every soldier that has been or that is under attack, or that are suffering the effects of a spiritual attack, Father, we pray that you would lift them up in the name of Jesus, that you would heal them and deliver them from the things that they're dealing with and from what they're going through. Father, it is our desire that your presence will overshadow them and overwhelm them and deliver them and lift them up in the name of Jesus, that your presence will be made known in that atmosphere. Father, in anything that is not like you, we reject it and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, that your grace, your glory, and your power will go forth, because you are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, we're praying that you will continually fight our battles. You will continually disrupt the plans of the enemy, that you will continually be in our presence, or allow us to be in your presence, so that we can be what you have called and created us to be. Father, we're praying for Amber and every soldier of Christ, every member of the body of Christ that's dealing with heartache, that's dealing with needs, that are dealing with so many things. Father, we're praying that you would continue to lift them up, and the two pastors that we're praying for, that you would strengthen their legs and strengthen their hearts and their mind, so that they can be back ministering the gospel. I'm sure they're ministering right away. I'm sure they never stopped. Even in the hospital, I bet you they never stopped praying for somebody else. I believe they never stopped ministering for somebody else. I believe that they never stopped being Jesus. Amen. We thank God for you being a part of the service this morning. We lift up the name of Jesus. Please go to s4ctroops.com and click on S4C Video Library. And I believe that you will be blessed. And every week I'll be adding more and more relevant videos for you to have. And go to our Facebook page, RMC Hebrew Club, and click on the link that says, what was that?
Constant Contact.
And you will get the copy of Pastor Sandy's message that he's going to be speaking on this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Are we good? Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, those of you that are out there, lift up your hands lift up your hands wherever you are. I was going to say lift up your hands in the sanctuary. But lift up your hands. Amen. Lift up your hands in your sanctuary. Lift up your hands and repeat after me, if you would, please. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
I am a soldier
in your army. Forgive me
of any sin,
any unrighteousness,
anything I've said or
done
that does not
please you,
and use me
according to your will,
that I will be
what you have called
me to be.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And to those that are looking for salvation, hold on, Abigail. Don't click it yet. A prayer of repentance for those that are looking for salvation.
Yes.
For those of you that know somebody that needs salvation, have them listen to this part.
Yes.
If you want salvation from God, salvation, the price has already been paid for salvation.
Yes.
All you have to do is accept it while it's still available. Grace is not forever. Grace is for now. When the church leaves, so does grace.
Amen.
If you're looking for salvation, if you've backslided, if you've turned away from God, I don't know what I can do for you. You need to turn back to God. But if you've backslided, or you know your life is a mess and you need Jesus, or you're in sin, repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, You know my life is a mess. You know I am not what you have created me to be. You know I've been disobedient. You know my life is in sin. I need you to deliver me and to lift me up. I need you to take me from the sinful man to the glory of God. Forgive me of all sin, all unrighteousness. Remove me from this place where I am to a new place of light and salvation. Cleanse me. Guard my footsteps. Clean out my mouth. Clean out my mind. And clean out my heart. I need you to sit on the throne in my temple. I will give you all praise, all honor, and all glory. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're a sinner or you know someone that needs that prayer, have them to say that until they feel the presence of God. And I guarantee you, if they mean it, he'll come. Amen. God bless you. I see you next time. Pastor Sandy should be up very soon. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.